This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You're listening to the Wrong Station Pledge Drive. The Wrong Station is only possible with supportive listeners like you. Become a subscriber today by visiting patreon.com/thewrongstation. You'll receive access to bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes discussions, our new book club, and so much more. Today, The Wrong Station is proud to present Just Give Cash by Alexander Saxton. It was the day after the wedding. They were both incredibly hungover, and the room service mimosas they'd drank with breakfast had only made things worse. Now, too hungover to go outside, but drunk enough to feel energetic, they decided to break open the great white-wrapped cardboard box and start sorting through the pile of wedding envelopes. Of course they hadn't had a registry. They were adults with an apartment of their own and no storage space for desperate and unwanted gifts. Like any newly married couple, the only wedding gift they really needed was a bit of help to underwrite the wedding's massive cost. Now they sat between two piles. One, a heap of torn envelopes and discarded cards. The other, a mound of succulent, delicious cash. More cash than either of them had ever seen in one place in their life. Far less than they'd spent at the wedding, of course, but so much in one place that it made them feel giddy and rich, so they took it in turns to gather up the cash and toss it in the air like autumn leaves. Now, having made money angels, they lay laughing amid the green banks of $20 bills. The bride shifted. Something was digging into her spine, and when she reached back to remove it, she came away with one final envelope. The couple's names written across its blank face in neat cursive. One last envelope. Who's it from? He asked. She shrugged. No name. Looks like it's a good one, though. He was right. The envelope strained slightly with the bulk of its contents, and bride and groom grinned at one another in innocent greed. Do you want to do the honors? She offered. No, all yours. She laughed, called him a gentleman, and crawled over to the hotel room desk, where she groped for a cheap pen to use as a letter opener. Ready? The groom nodded, and she lifted the pen with a flourish, before dropping its point to rip the envelope seal. A sudden reek burst from the envelope, a smell of swamps decaying in the summer, of rotten vegetation. What is that? The groom flung a sleeve across his face, and the envelope slipped from the bride's fingers as she recoiled. It landed on the carpet with a wet thud, spilling forth more rotten leaves and putrid moss than should have been able to fit inside. Several fistfuls worth of forest floor, replete with silverfish and earwigs that boiled out and slithered underneath the furniture. The hell? The bride leaped back onto the bed, gagging as one of the insects raced close to her bare foot. But though he was disgusted as well, something caught the groom's eye amidst the pile of leaves. He leaned forward, still covering his mouth and nose, and from the leaves, he gingerly pried away a piece of wet card. Inside it was a note, and a folded heap of soaking U.S. $100 bills. "Dear Angelo and Emily," he read, unfolding the wet paper, "congratulations on your wedding. It's plain to see on your faces just how much you love each other. Treasure that love. It's the only thing worth living for. Yours, with all my dearest love, Aunt Marie." He let the card fall from his fingers, looked for a long time at the pile of soaking leaves, uncounted in his left hand, the soaking bills, almost $2,600 with which to start their life together. Only after a long moment had passed did the bride have the courage to whisper, "Who's Aunt Marie?" But, on some level, she already knew. She died when I was very young, he said, reaching out one hand to touch the damp mulch. His palm came away stained. They found her body in the woods.